This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endured forever. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. O praise be to his holy name. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to your holy name. Father God, who art in heaven, Abba Father, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again. And we shall be saved in that glorious name of the Lord thy God, Jesus Christ. And let his bride say, amen. Oh, praise be to his holy name. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. First and foremost, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh yes, greetings from the family and the household of God. Good morning to you all. I thank you all that whom have followed the leading of the Holy Spirit, the few of you that have tuned in this morning, for the Holy Spirit tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. Thank God, for the Bible tells us that many shall seek to enter into this rest, but only a few shall find it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in the Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As usual, if y'all have your Bibles and you're at home and you would like to follow along, the Holy Spirit would make an attempt today from John, the 12th chapter, picking it up at that 20th verse. The Holy Spirit would make an attempt to bring you out of the darkness of religion and set you in that great light of that glorious gospel of the kingdom. Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, praise be to his holy name. John chapter 12, verse 20, and the Holy Spirit says, and there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast of the Passover. And the same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. In other words, we want to see Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And Philip come and tell it Andrew. And again, Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. Oh, but if it die, it bring forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. And if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this world. Then came their voice from heaven, saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by heard it, said that it was thunder. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, the voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy name. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 tells us that, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word of God, oh, hallelujah, praise be to his holy name, hallelujah. The word of God, better the word of Christ, the reference is to the oral communication of the gospel. The word translated, reported in verse 16, is translated hearing and hear. And Romans chapter 10, verse 16 declares, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who had believed our report? This is what Paul meant when he was, the Holy Spirit spoke to him in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, and he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. You see, notice that it is not faith in what is heard, but faith that comes about by what is heard. Wow, thank you, Lord. I'm going to say that again. Notice it is not faith in what is heard, but faith that comes about by what is heard. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This is what Paul is talking about when he says this glorious gospel is the power unto salvation, saving faith. It's not man doing his part in response to what God has already done. Saving faith can come about only through the gospel. Salvation is God's work alone. This clearly shows us that there is no other way to be saved but by receiving and believing this glorious gospel of the kingdom. Saving faith. Oh, hallelujah. Saving faith. You see, saving faith, this is not faith for cars, houses, a new job, or faith that money coming. But this faith is a soul-saving faith. Millions of people, the wicked one tricked them with that 2,000-year-old trick that he tried to use on Jesus, but it didn't work, to stop him from going to the cross. He told Jesus, turn the stone into bread. In other words, use your faith for the thing that you need, which is salvation. Saving faith. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father but by me. So then faith coming by hearing the gospel of the kingdom and hearing the gospel of the kingdom, for it's Jesus' words, the Son of God. Saving faith. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible tells us that Job had, by the power of the Holy Spirit, had received this faith. Job chapter 42, verse 5 says, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. But now, oh my goodness, my eyes see thee. The prophet Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 28, it says, the prophet that had a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that had a word, had my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, said the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy, holy name. Galatians chapter 3. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Verse 1 and 2 declares, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Verse 5 tells us that he therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Holy Spirit tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11